This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Struggling electronics retailer Best Buy has named a new chief executive. Frenchman Hubert Joly will likely take the helm in early September. For the latest on the electronics retailer, our own Scott Tong joins us live from Washington. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Stacey.
So, Scott, who is this new CEO?
Well, Hubert Joly, he's a Frenchman. And until the Sunday announcement, he had been running a restaurant and hospitality chain, the parent company of Radisson Hotels and TGI Fridays. So they're bringing someone outside of the electronics industry, clearly. And Joly takes over a company that's lost its founder. The chairman had left the company not long ago, and its previous CEO in the spring. Stock's been cut in half the last 4 years, and the company's lost more than $1 billion the last year. So, a lot of issues going on.
There's been a lot of talk about Best Buy maybe going private, right?
Well, that's right, because there are just a lot of struggles going on. I mean, let me ask you, Stacey, what are the last two electronic things you've bought?
Well, I got a laptop, but I got it online, I guess. I didn't actually go into a store to get it.
That's the problem, right? And if you're a big box company...
I'm part of the problem.
Well, we all are, I suppose, and Best Buy, has been facing a lot of issues with so many people going around the store, not even going to a store. So you have that issue. It faced Circuit City, which, is no longer part of our lexicon. Part of the atmosphere of this is the founder of the company, Richard Schulze, he owns 20%, had been talking about, maybe taking the company private to borrow a ton of money and get some private equity partners and buy the company from the current shareholders. So that's part of what's happening. There's somebody new who is going to be steering. So a lot of questions going forward.
Scott Tong in Washington. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.